Rabbi Tzal Zolti, in his Mishnas Yaivitz, this is in Choshem Mishpat, it's Simin Memhei, has a beautiful Arichas, Be'inyan Halona Schar Socher. If you want to go through some good, old-fashioned, classical yeshivish alumnus on this sugya, that's the Maror Makom. And in the beginning of the shtickle, he brings the Rosh, who says as follows, we had a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel regarding a schir shoyis, somebody that was hired to work for a certain amount of hours. How exactly does the lav of schar socher play itself out? According to Rav, you have to pay him by the end of the oina. So if it's to work a few hours during the day, you have to pay him by the end of the day. If it was to work a few hours at night, you have to pay him by the end of the night. According to Shmuel, it's not the end of the oina, but rather it's the end of the day. So if you hired him to work a few hours during the day, you have to pay him by the end of the day, because once it's shkia, it's the next day already. If you hired him to work a few hours at night, then you'd have to pay him by the end of the next day, meaning you have the balance of the night plus the subsequent day. The Rosh says as follows, quote, V'hilchas ha-kerav. As it relates to this machloikis between Rav and Shmuel, the halacha is like Rav, the kaimelon hilchas akarav b'yisuri. Because we paskin that the halacha is like Rav b'yisuri. V'oid, the pligi b'plukta, the Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shem. The Gemara said that really this machloikis Rav and Shmuel was a machloikis tanah. It was a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shimon. V'rav ki Rav Yehuda. And what emerged was that Rav held like Rav Yehuda and Shmuel held like Rav Shimon. The kaimelon, and we know the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shimon, halacha ki Rav Yehuda. So says the Rosh, I have two reasons why I know the halachas like Rav. Number one, kaimelon hilchas akarav b'yisuri. And number two, this machloik is Rav and Shmuel's machloik is Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon. And Rav is like Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon, the halachas is like Rav Yehuda. Freit Rav Tzal Zolti, why did the Rosh need two reasons, Yehuda va'od l'kra, to explain why it is that the halachas is like Rav over Shmuel? If the Rosh introduced hilchas akarav b'yisuri, so that's a good enough reason throughout Shas. So why do I need another reason? Oh, you should know that in addition to that, this machloek is Rav and Shmuel's machloek is Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon, and Allah is like Rav Yehuda. So he says something beautiful. He says, "Vashanira loymer b'zeh, dihine yesh lehistapik b'yisoid ha'iser shal halon eschar socher. Yesh lachker." In terms of the havana of understanding what exactly the isner halon eschar socher is, imhu mishum sheyesh lesocher schus mamin litvaya eschar b'yoymoy, is the aside of this isner that the poyel has a schus mamin to be toiveya his schar on this day? I mean, if you hire someone, you have to pay him. When do you have to pay him? I don't know. You have to pay him whenever you have to pay him. Kamash malon, the parish of schar socher, that in hilchus mamin you have to pay him today. It's as if you would lend money to somebody, and today's the last day of the loan. So I have a schus mamin to be teveya that loan, the mamayni gabach, not stam whenever. No, today, because based on our agreement and our arrangement, this is when you owe me the money. And that's the yisoid of the parish of schar socher. The Torah is tightening up. It's being magda, the schus mamin of every socher. And that together is that the schus mamin of a socher is l'tfaya eschari b'yoyma. If that's the case, because of the fact that he has a schus to be teveya the mamin, it's for that reason, yesh al bala bayis, iser shal alon, eschar socher. Or, maybe, says Rabbi Tzal Zolti, could be the yisoid of the iser eschar socher is, shehu rak din iser greater. It's not mitzad the schus mamin shabai. My schus mamin is to collect money. I have a bezunderous schus mamin to collect today, lav dafka. Doesn't rerun the choshem mishpat shabai. But rather, the schus mamin is to collect. It happens to be that there's an iser that says that you need to make this payment on this day. And if you're not going to make this payment on this day, you're going to be over an iser. In other words, the din of alon eschar socher, is it be yisoide a mamin is digadin? Or is it be yisoide an iser digadin? Is it that the cheftz of the schus mamin is to collect hein? And the reason you have to give it to me today is because the mamayni gabach shtautz a chayis with a chiv to satisfy his schus mamin, which is pay him today? Or mitzadus chus mamin, I can pay you whenever. Stam avol lami, right? There's different dinims. I don't know. I pay you whenever I pay you. Oh, but the Torah gave me a regular issev hetter, and the Torah said all the different lavin that you have to make sure that you're going to pay him on that day. So, what's the nafkemina? The nafkemina is this be a soida your mamin is the geshayla, or is this be a soida and issev the geshayla? She said, could be this was the Rosh's suffix. So the Rosh says that as it relates to the machlokes Rav and Shmuel, kaimel on karav. Why? Because hilchaso karav b'yisuri. But that's only true if we're going to deher this parish as being a parish of Issa v'heter, that the yisoid of this iser is an Issa v'heter to get iser. But what if it's a mamonist to get iser? So lahoitzim ilibon to make sure and to prove that it works regardless of how you wanted the hair, the longness of this iser, zok the rush, it doesn't make a difference. Because this machlekes Rav and Shmuel's machlekes Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, and kaim along Rav Yehuda always, lav dafka by dine mamanis or dine iser, it's always going to be the case. So Mamon of Shach says the rush, this is the way it's going to be. But my sir, Rabbi Tzal Zolti, is very mirech with this lomdis. This is the Bria Chatichon that goes through this entire simon. It's, again, beautiful old school lomdis, and he says that if you think about it, there'd be potentially many nafkaminas. His ikar nafkamina, and this is really how the siman starts with a shach and chayshem mishpat siman shin lametes of cotton bays, the shema sefer achsidim. What would be if you have a masker and a soicher, a balabas and a poil, and they make an agreement that I'm going to work for you, but I'm not going to pay you right away? Is that something you could do? Is that not something you could do? And the shach gets involved in masna mashakos about Torah. Is this going to be a violation of Masa Mashka Zabatir? Zok the Mishnah Siyavit, what's a Tolian? It's Tolian, is this a question of Dover Pshabim Mamin, or is this a question of Issa the Heter? If it's a Dover Pshabim Mamin, be a Soid, Masa Mashka Zabatir, but Dover Pshabim Mamin tonight Kayim. If, however, it's going to be a question of Issa the Heter, then Lacher, this is not going to be something you're allowed to do. Lemaisa, he says that at first glance it would seem to be a Mefurish Gemara. Right, we had the Gemara, Amar Rabba Barafuna, Hanushi Koi the Surah, like Abri Mishum Baltolin. Why not? Because made the Yadi Dal Yoyma the Shuka Smichi, and as a result, there's like this implied Mechila. So he says, Bishloim, if it's a Dovah Shevim Mamin, it's Mamish what the Gemara is saying. It's like a Masna Masha Kasabat Torah, the Dovah Shevim Mamin, which is tonight Kayim. But if it's Isabahet, how's it going to work? So this is one of the things that he goes through over there very, very stark. But he says, Bechlal, if you go through the Sugya a little bit, the feeling of the Sugya comes across a little bit like it's a more of an Issa de Gehalacha. Number one, we had this halacha that the is only true at boiker, right? That first morning you're over. After that, epis, you're not over anymore. And if at boiker the halacha wasn't in effect, so it's not going to go weiter. If this is a shail of schus mamin, so it's a little more faplunted. It's a little, again, you could always make it work. But, right, if you're a big enough super lam, then everything can work. But again, the question, right, Rameyer knew how to be Matthias Schwarzen, the Gemara says. But, because he was an oike hari hari. But lemaisa, it's more geschmacks, a bissel gicher. If you can understand, this is a question of this of a heter. The fact that this halach is only true if you yourself hired the person, but if you hired him al yidei shliach, we saw that it couldn't be over there, it's not going to work. But al kaponim, that's just to get a little bit of a tam, a little bit of a flavor of what's going on. But just one other ha'ara as it relates to this, and that is the chinuch. It's Sefer HaChinuch, a mitzvah reish lamed. So he brings the halachis of schar socher, and he says as follows. He says, v'noi heges b'chol makom b'chol zman. And if someone's over Aleo, he's over Essen and Lavin. The ain loikin alav, zeh? You don't get Malkus for this lav, lefish and nitain lehishavin. And the reason is because it's nitain lehishavin, sharichayavu lishalim schar b'chaleis. This is a lav, shen nitain lehishavin, and because it's nitain lehishavin, therefore you're not going to get Malkus. So you don't get Malkus, says the Sefer HaChinuch, as it relates to all these lavin. And the reason is because it's a loisa say shen nitain, freit the Michas Chinuch. This is a lav shenitin liyishoven. Where is this a lav shenitin liyishoven? What's the lav? The lav is that you have to pay him that day. So now it's the next day. I'm going to pay him. How is... If you're a gazan, so what's the lav? The lav is I have your money. Okay, so it's nitin liyishoven. I give you your money back. The heftz of the lav was mamoni gabach. Okay, good. Now it's mamoni chol gabach. And as a result, I just was misacking the lav. That's what it means, nitan lishoven. But vas pas freitim echaschinuch, nitan lishoven, as it relates to this Indian. L'chay, the lav is they didn't pay him at boiker. You were supposed to pay him by night. You didn't pay him at night. So now you're not being misacking that. Where's the nitan lishoven? Echaschinuch pipes sorichi, and he mutches very much with this kasha. But one zach is klar, the muscharishin, it's totally in the lumness of the shayla. Because if you're going to hold that this is an isavah, then it's really schwer to understand where passes to say nitin lishoven. If the whole yesod of this iser is that he has a schus mamin, so akoponu, we could have a conversation, l'chura, a little bit more about nitin lishoven. Either way, there's a lot of lumdis, go through all the different gemaras, but again, this is the big shayla, the iser of schar socher. Is it be yesod a moministige iser, or is it be yesod an iser vehetidige iser, v'tein l'chachem v'yech gemay? That's the more lumdisha, more halachic part of the ray.